You know, you've got just over 600 muscles in the body and over 200 bones. So there's a lot of moving parts. So the chance that one of them fatigue or strain or spasm, it's really just a matter of time. It's over a million patients treated. We have over 300 offices nationwide. The treatment itself, our patient visit average company-wide, I always tell patients, it's about 3 to 4 treatments, and that's to about 90% improvement or better.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the ERS Walk and Talk podcast, where we explore innovative approaches to health and well-being. I'm your host, Lacey Wolf, and today we have a special guest joining us from Araste, Dr. Benjamin Renfro. Dr. Renfro has been providing patient care at Araste for over 15 years and is also my family's Araste provider in the Pflugerville and Round Rock area. Araste is known for its mission to fix pain fast, usually within 3 to 4 visits, without the need for needles, surgery, or invasive procedures. Whether you've been dealing with chronic pain for years, or maybe you have recently suffered an acute injury, I just want you to be aware of the Araste benefit that is available for Health Select participants, where providers are dedicated to uncovering the root cause of pain and offering treatment options that are efficient, effective, and long-lasting. So without further ado, here's my conversation with Dr. Benjamin Renfro. Here we go. Hi, Dr. Renfro. It's good to see you, and thank you for being a guest on the ERS Walk and Talk podcast.
Absolutely. Really appreciate the invite. I kind of feel like I'm on a Joe Rogan experience.
Not quite Rogan, but we're doing our best to get good information out to people. So I am so happy to have you as a guest to talk about Araste because you have been my family's Araste provider. And I thought it would be great to feature someone that I know and that I have actually worked with personally. I wonder if you could just start by introducing yourself to our listeners. Tell everybody a little bit about your background and what led you down the path to becoming an Araste provider.
Oh, absolutely. I've been with Araste for 15 years. I was with them at our home office in San Antonio, and I've been up here in the Round Rock area for the last 12 years. I had my own practice, a sports rehab practice in Houston after college, and really just realized I spent more time running a business than I did actually helping and treating patients, which is more of what my passion was. And Araste was a young company at the time. And they were looking for sports-minded, soft tissue providers. And I had a couple of friends that had just gotten on with the company, and they rolled it out that we really focus on treating patients, and the company as a whole takes care of majority of the business aspect of things. So moved up here and built a practice up here in the Round Rock, really enjoying it.
I remember from when I was in your office, you have some kind of high profile patients that you've seen over the years. Can you tell everybody about some of the athletes that you've been able to treat?
Oh, absolutely. Treated Nolan Ryan, his family. I've worked with Team USA track and field. So I've got a handful of Olympic gold medalists like Bianca Knight. She broke a 26-year-old women's world record in the 4x1, Natasha Hastings, another gold medalist, and a few others. I've worked with Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, NBA. We have a group that travels with the Spurs, the Rockets. We treat a lot of college athletes as well. So a lot that went to first round, second round picks in the NFL. So yeah, it's Round Rock is a great sports area to be in.
Is it? I think Round Rock's known as the youth sports capital of Texas, or is it the world?
The world. Yeah, they're trying to bump it up to the sports capital of the world up here. And, so a lot of youth athletes too, a lot of high school, junior high kids that are playing though at really high levels in soccer and softball mm-hmm. and travel teams. So,
yeah. No shortage of tissue to repair, I'm sure.
Not at all. If you're an athlete without a strain in your career, you're probably not working hard enough.
So. That's true. That is true. So can you talk about the acronym Araste? Where did it come from and what does it mean? People are always like, what is Araste?
We get that all the time. Yeah, a lot of people, it's Ariosti. It's, you know, one that's a little tricky to pronounce, but it is Ariosti. And it is just a long acronym. It stands for the Applied Integration for the Rapid Recovery of Soft Tissue Injuries. And that was, in the inception of the company, was definitely one that did not have a website page already. So it was easy for us to get.
That's great. And I know that you treat a lot of athletes, but Ariosti is for everybody, right? Anyone who has a musculoskeletal injury.
Absolutely. Yes. So, you know, we've treated kids as young as 3 years old with a torticollis, which is just a neck spasm where they can't turn their heads. I've got a current patient right now that's 82, also with a neck issue. So, you know, you've got just over 600 muscles in the body and over 200 bones. So there's a lot of moving parts. So the chance that one of them fatigue or strain or spasm, it's really just a matter of time, especially in this area where it's a very IT tech industry. A lot of people sitting for work, and we are hunters and gatherers. So when we sit all day, we see low back pain would be one of the most common things that we see from that.
Yeah, our listeners can't see, but I sat up straighter just as you said that.
So. Yeah, every time I say the word posture, even with patients in the room, they slowly try not to get recognized doing it, but sit up a whole lot straighter.
Absolutely. So can you talk about what makes Ariosti different from traditional physical therapy or chiropractic care?
Our approach is really that unfilled space in between PT, traditional chiropractic, and orthopedic surgery options. Is we traditional PT for the most part does a lot of post-surgical rehab. They use a lot more modalities, from like riding a bicycle to ultrasound, the muscle stim, and things like that. And those approaches are for patients that need a little bit slower process. So it can be a 6 week approach with that. And traditional chiropractic, you know, it's traditional chiropractic is all about the adjustment, the spinal manipulation. And they do use different modalities in different offices for that. Where we come in, we don't use any of those modalities. It's just a hands-on manual therapy for the first part of the visit, which is about 30 minutes. We go through a full orthopedic testing, functional testing, muscle testing, range of motion, try to really identify what the cause of the pain is and address that. After we spend the time doing that, we treat hands-on manual therapy. The next half, another 30 minutes of treatment, is going to be in our active care physical therapy style rehab room. And so that total, you're an hour one-on-one in our office. So it's individualized patient care. So you're not in like a PT room where there's five other people and one PT is going, you know, table to table.
Yeah, that's so great. Every single member of my family has been to Ariosti for different things. I have two student athletes that had Osgood-Slaughter's, and then, you know, we've had shoulder issues, and it seems like the treatment is pretty quick. Like, we've never had to really go back for more than three sessions. Is that pretty normal for what you see?
That is our company average, 3.2 visits. That's over a million patients treated. And we have over 300 offices nationwide. So the treatment itself, our patient visit average company-wide, I always tell patients it's about 3 to 4 treatments, and that's to about 90% improvement or better. Now, the great thing about what we do is it either works or it doesn't work. So by our second treatment, if we are not making progress at that point, we will reevaluate. And if we need to get imaging, x-rays, or MRIs, or we need to co-manage with an orthopedist, or whatever that next step is, we cross that bridge when it comes, but we never drag it out and continue treating, hoping that something will change. It either is going to change or it is not. So we're real direct.
Yeah. That's great. And for our plan participants, for people in the Health Selective Texas, you know, working for the state or higher education institutions that are in our health plan, I think it's a really great benefit because it's $25 per visit out of pocket, and then the health plan picks up the rest of that. So I definitely recommend it to everyone, but it's interesting. A lot of people still don't know about it. Can you talk about some of the most common conditions? You talked a little bit about office work and low back. What are some other common kind of chronic conditions that you're seeing people for?
Low back would be the number one most common thing that we treat here. And second, we see a lot of plantar fasciitis, which is just pain on the bottom of the foot, more common when you first get out of bed in the morning or stand up and start walking after you've been sitting for a little while. We see a lot of shoulders just with overhead athletes, and just athletes in general, like CrossFitters, people that do a lot of overhead pushing style. So those three would be the most common, I would say. But we also, like your son, we treat knees, hips, thoracic, cervical, a lot of neck and upper back from people sitting at computers, again, with poor posture, that they just get into that slouching kind of position and not realize it. Then they're there for 8 hours. So we get a lot of that and tension headaches from that.
I mean, I think a lot of what people are probably going to go to Rossi for are these kind of common chronic injuries where it's like that nagging neck and back pain. What about acute injuries? Would you recommend somebody come to you if they just maybe sprained an ankle or felt like an acute issue coming on from falling? Yes. Or something like that?
Actually, being proactive with an injury is going to be your best result for a quicker recovery. So ankle sprains, those are kind of our golden goose. We can get a runner back to an interval run within a couple of treatments. And usually within a week, they're back out to whatever sport or activity that they're doing. So ankle sprains respond really well. Now, if it's something that, okay, I lifted something wrong at the house and my back got tight, that you can give a couple of days, put some ice on it, try to rest it and stretch it. And I tell patients if it has not improved by the end of the week, you know, 5 or 6 days, then get it checked out. Especially, like I said, for a $25 copay, it's $25 is not worth being in pain for.
One comment I hear a lot from people is that they are scared because they've heard that the treatment is painful. And I didn't, personally, I didn't find it to be, it's not comfortable, but I didn't find it to be super painful. Can you talk a little bit about just the actual manual therapy that you do and the pain threshold that people may have?
Yes. I always tell my patients it's uncomfortable, but not unbearable. So at any point, if a patient has a low pain tolerance or if it's an acute injury that's just really tender to touch, you know, just to communicate with us if they need a break or less pressure like that, we will work on a patient-to-patient basis with that. You know, in the 15 years I've been doing this, I've done over 30,000 treatments and I haven't had anybody walk out yet. So it is tolerable. You know, it's the he said, she said kind of story that you get through the grapevine that eventually, you know, one person tells another, oh, it hurt. And then the next person says, I heard it was so uncomfortable. And, you know, so until you really experience it yourself and realize that, okay, that's really not that bad.
Right. And you can say, hey, that hurts, you know.
Yeah. And now it's a little bit more of an aggressive treatment approach. But that's what we're doing, is to kind of re-aggravate some of that tissue to initiate an active acute repair response from the body. And that is one of our kind of have-tos with the treatment itself.
So can you kind of get into the science of it? Like when you're doing this deep tissue manipulation, you said you aggravating that tissue, and then what happens? How does it work?
Yeah. So you come in with a restriction of a muscle because it's sprained, which means it just tightens up on it. Well, if we have a spasm in a muscle fiber, that spasm is usually an involuntary contraction that your body trying to protect itself. So connective tissue, which is a fascial tissue, kind of tightens around it to support it. but without a direct blood supply, that connective tissue doesn't have elasticity that muscles do. So it restricts those fibers from relaxing back to a neutral position again. So as we go in and we are manipulating that fascial tissue, the body is going to realize like, okay, there's something going on here. So it's going to improve blood flow to that area to start trying to repair this micro trauma that we're, you know, causing by irritating some of this tissue. So it makes it an active acute repair phase with it. So it's kind of encouraging the body to help speed up and repair itself.
That's amazing. And then when you go in and do the actual exercises in phase two of treatment, are you just strengthening, resetting the musculature around that joint, making it stronger?
Yeah, it's a case by case basis with each patient, what their needs and what their goals are. So we develop a very specific personal rehab program for that patient. You know, if they have restriction in the low back, say that they can't touch their toes, but they could before this injury, our first goal then is going to be improve mobility, get them back to full range of motion. From that, we'll build a foundation. And on the follow-up, we start strengthening, engaging core muscles, get that muscle memory, all these fibers to start firing together again to support. Now, by that second, third treatment, we're moving into a lot more strengthening phase, and that becomes more preventative at that point. And all of these tools, these exercises that we give the patients, we send videos. We have an app that we ask every patient to download. And that app, they can schedule appointments. It has their benefits information on it. But we send all of the videos of every exercise to them, and they can keep those on that app forever. That's theirs at that point. So if this issue ever comes back, they'll have an idea of how to start with the rehab at home. If they hopefully can fix it on their own, but if not, then they call us and we go from there.
That's great, and so much nicer than having the old fashioned pieces of paper that we have to keep up with to remember our exercises. Yeah, using technology for good.
Instead of, typically if you went to your primary and you're like, I hurt my back, they say, well, here's this piece of paper, do these stretches. And it's got like four or five things on there. But there's a dozen or more different things that can cause a back issue. So we identify, is this a disc issue? Is it degenerative? Is it arthritic? Was it a trauma? What was the cause and what muscles? Is it a glute issue, a bone issue? And each treatment and rehab is going to be different depending on what the cause of the back pain is.
I know you said you've done 30,000 treatments in your 15 years at Aurosti. Do you have any success stories that just stick out for patients? You probably had a ton of them over the years, but is there anyone that kind of sticks out to you?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I actually had a patient that came to me from Colorado for treatment, and she had chronic migraines, and she had done the Botox, was on a cocktail of medication when she would get her migraines. And she'd been dealing with these for over a decade. And hers, we sped things up, and it was an aggressive approach, seeing her about every other day. And we got a daily migraine suffer down to only 1 to 2 migraines in a week, which for her, if you've ever dealt with migraine, was a miracle. And she was super happy, and we still stay in touch and check in with her just to make sure. And she'll fly in every year or two just to touch up or see if there's anything else we can do to ideally eliminate them completely. So wow. That one that I was happy to be a part of.
And what was it that was triggering these migraines from the musculoskeletal?
Is really tight, what we call upper cross syndrome. So been in IT and just really horrible posture, that the muscles around the neck had gotten so tight that they caused her natural curve in the neck and the bone structure, those seven vertebrae, to actually, they call it military neck, where the muscles cause it to curve, but go to almost the opposite curve or a very straight neck. And that puts a lot of stress on the muscles at the base of the skull in the back, called a suboccipital triangle. And those put pressure on that part of the brain, which is what interprets vision. So that's where you get pressure there. It causes sensitivity to light, pressure behind the eyes. So it's really identifying the position, the structure, and lifestyle modifications that she could do to prevent this from coming back.
That's amazing. Wow. So you have an incredible background, you know, as for many, many you're not the only Erosity provider that my family has seen either. And it seems like everyone that I've talked to that is an Erosity provider has been amazing. So, and I know that, that y'all run through, isn't it called the gauntlet to actually get hired?
Yeah, we call it DA. So yeah, it is very intense. My interview process complete took about 4 months. So for every 100 chiropractors or so that apply, we hire about 13 on average. So there's a large portion of those that did not fit the type of provider that we are looking for at Erosity. And then after you're hired, you go through 6 weeks of training at our home office in San Antonio. After you're done there, we place you in a office, and through that, we still check in multiple times every quarter. We want to make sure that all of our offices have a consistent treatment and result approach. So if you see me here in Round Rock, but say you are traveling and you're in Seattle and you injure yourself or, you know, lift luggage wrong and hurt your back, that provider up there, you will get the same treatment that you got in my office.
That's great. So you're going to get that standardized treatment wherever you go from any provider. I love That's great. Where would you tell people to go if they want to learn more about Erosity?
Of course, our website is Erosity, Erosti.com. And there's a ton of information on there, a lot of videos. If you have providers that you're looking for around your area, we more than likely have one near you here in Texas. And it could be by your office, it could be by your house. Also, of course, social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram.
All right. And I will be putting all of that in the show notes. So if you're listening while you're walking or driving or doing something else, don't worry. You can go back to the show notes to get all of the information. All right. So Dr. Renfro, I just have one final question. And that is there anything I should have asked you that I didn't in today's interview?
I could really talk all day about it. You know, the big thing that we get with most patients though, is this covered by insurance? And fortunately for all the listeners on here, you know, that it will be if they're on the plan with the state.
That's great. And for state agencies, I know y'all can come out and do what is a Erosity presentation as well. You and I both live in Pflugerville. I know you work with the high school athletes and, you know, you do a lot to also support the community. Is that something that we can tell people about if somebody was wanting to request them out for an event?
100%. We love getting out and getting in with large employer groups, because again, you say the name Erosity to somebody that's never heard it, and trying to explain it can be a little tricky. So coming out to an agency like that, we do lunch and learns, open enrollment. We come out and talk to people.
Well, I just want to say thank you again, Dr. Renfro, for being a guest on the podcast and for helping me to get out this really important information about an incredible benefit that's available to Health Select of Texas participants. And thanks for all you have done for my family with musculoskeletal issues as well. I really appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of the ERS Walk and Talk podcast. I hope you found today's conversation with Dr. Renfro to be insightful and valuable. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. And don't forget to share this episode with friends or family or anyone that you think may benefit from learning about Arosti's innovative approach to musculoskeletal injuries. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will catch you on the next episode of the ERS Walk and Talk podcast. Until then, stay safe, stay healthy, and be well. Take care.